I'm Pastor Kerry Willis, and I welcome you to today's broadcast of Front Porch Talks.
And I'm Grayson Willis. We're so glad that you've joined us today. We pray that today's broadcast will be a half hour of hope for your life.
Today we want to have a prayer laboratory as part of Front Porch Talks broadcast. Now you might ask, what is a prayer laboratory? Well, you know, sometimes we have lectures on prayer and we learn what prayer is. We hear many ideas and that's all good. But I believe that from time to time, maybe more often than from time to time, the prayer lecture needs to turn into a prayer laboratory where we actually pray. And so today, my son, Grayson, and I are going to be leading a prayer laboratory, and we're glad that you have joined us. And we hope that you will agree with us in prayer today, or perhaps the Spirit of God will have us pray a prayer through our lips that will touch your life. We just believe that prayer changes us. It doesn't just change things. It changes who we are. Actually, we believe that prayer changes everything. Now, I'm not talking about the activity of prayer. I'm talking about the relationship of prayer. Prayer really means that we have ears to hear the one who has called us his beloved children. And that is Almighty God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, one. And so today in this prayer laboratory, we hope you'll lean in and you'll feel loved of God, and that today there will be a prayer that touches heaven on your behalf. We're going to begin. I'm going to have about 10 signposts along the way that will help us to pray. And we're going to pray on the names of the Lord. You know, the Lord has many names, and we're going to share about 10 of those today. And we'll have a little bit of scripture. And then Grace and I will alternate praying here and there. And we hope surely that your prayers will become one with our prayers. Today, I'd like to begin number one on our list of 10 names of God, 10 names of Jesus. I'd like for us to begin with the name Savior. In Luke 19 and verse 10, we read these words. Indeed, the Son of Man has come to seek and to save people who are lost. And so, Grayson, we know that there's no more beautiful name for our Lord than Savior. And today we are recipients of his salvation. He came to this world to seek and to save us. All of us were lost. Some may be lost within the sound of our voices today. But by the end of this broadcast, you don't need to be lost anymore because there is a Savior. And I'll begin the prayers today by praying with this name, Savior. Lord Jesus, today we are so grateful that you left your throne in heaven and you were willing to be born like one of us, born of a woman. Yes, you were born of a virgin. You are the God-man. But you knew the only way you could save us was to come and become one of us. And so we're so grateful. We were so lost and helpless. We had no hope. We were headed for destruction. Our life knew only pain, and then you showed up on this planet to save us. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And surely, Lord, that is Savior language. And that scripture continues so beautifully, Lord, with the scripture in John 3:17, for God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through his Son. And so, Lord, today you are Savior, and we want you to know that we are grateful that we can address you with that beautiful name, Savior, Savior, Savior. Indeed, that's who you are, and we love you for all we're worth. In Jesus' name, amen. Now on our list of 10, we'll move to the second name, Friend. Not only is Jesus Savior, but Jesus is friend. In John 15 and verse 15, Jesus said this himself, I've called you friends because I've made known to you everything I've heard from my Father. What a beautiful, beautiful scripture. Grayson, when you think of Jesus as your Savior and then you remember that he also is your friend, put some of your thoughts into prayer at this time and pray around this beautiful name of Jesus. He has called us friend, and we also call him friend.
Lord, we come before you today and we want to thank you that you want to be our friend, and we should in turn want to be your friend as well. And to see you as a friend, it's hard to believe that the one who created us wants to be friends with us and wants a relationship with us and desires to have a friendship. And help us to talk to you as we would a friend, and to know that we can trust you and that you're more reliable than any other friend that we would ever have, Lord, and that you keep your promises, Lord. We thank you for that. And just help us not to take the things that you do for us for granted, Lord, and help us to want to spend time with you like we would any other friend of ours, and not to neglect our relationship with you, Lord, but to set aside regular time to spend, whether that be in quiet time with you, in prayer with you, or in devotion with you, Lord. And help us to know that we can come to you with our concerns and our needs, but also help us to spend time listening to you and letting you speak your desires and your will for us to us, Lord, and help us to obey your will. And I just thank you for your friendship. And the Bible says a friend sticks closer than a brother. And we thank you that you have offered us friendship. And help us not to take that for granted, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. And we hope that this prayer laboratory is touching your heart deeply already. And if not, it will begin to touch your heart as we move forward. So we have covered a couple of names of Jesus. We've had scripture around those names, and we prayed into those names. Number one, he is Savior. Number two, he is friend. Number three, he is shepherd. In John 10 and verse 11, Jesus said of himself, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep." Lord, today we're glad that in the 23rd Psalm, David, the shepherd boy from Bethlehem, prayed, "The Lord is my shepherd." And certainly you are our shepherd. You told us so. You said, "I am the good shepherd." You said that the shepherd, the good shepherd, gives his life for the sheep. And so we belong to your flock. We are sheep of your pasture. And we are so indebted to you because you take such good care of us. Lord, today we're glad that as a shepherd knows the names of his sheep, as the shepherd knows the needs of his sheep, as the shepherd realizes that the sheep would be lost and undone and probably dead without care, you look upon us with that similar compassion, except it's so much deeper than a shepherd to a mere sheep. You are the good shepherd. And we thank you, Lord, because you are good. We've heard songs like, "You're a good, good father, and we are loved by you." And we know that points to this idea that you are the shepherd God. Thank you, Lord. You know, the shepherd laying down his life for the sheep is a very beautiful and humbling thing. And we want you to know that we are so grateful, so thankful, so very appreciative that you have called us into your flock, that you call us by your name, and that we are known as sheep of the good shepherd. Continue, Lord, to care for us and help us, even if we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, help us not to fear and remember that you are with us. And surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life, for we will dwell in the presence of the good shepherd forever. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for being the shepherd of our souls. We're going now to a fourth name of Jesus. It could be the name of God. You know, we're just keeping it there. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, one. But certainly our Lord is our helper, our counselor. We have a scripture in 1 John 2 and verse 1. "My dear children, I'm writing this to you so you will not sin. Yet if anyone does sin, we have Jesus Christ, who has God's full approval. He speaks on our behalf when we come into the presence of the Father. We come to Jesus for pardon. He represents us as our counselor, advocate, defense attorney. Yes, he's our helper before the judge, God the Father." These are the ideas of this scripture, that he is our advocate. He comes before the judgment seat of God with his own blood to make sure that we are properly defended. What a beautiful, beautiful idea. So, Grayson, either take the word helper or counselor, or you can use a combination of the two. They go together. And pray a prayer based on that, remembering those who are listening and wanting it to touch their lives today.
Lord, we come before you today and we thank you that you provide help for us and guidance and counsel for us, Lord. And just help us to listen to the counsel that you give us. Make it clear to us when you speak to us, Lord. And I thank you that you give us counsel and advice and you give us wisdom, Lord, if we just ask for it, Lord. And that if we're in trouble and we need help, that you're our helper, Lord. And that no matter what we face, nothing is too big for you to handle, Lord, and that you're with us and within us, Lord, and there's no situation that is helpless when you're in the situation, Lord, and we thank you for that, Lord, and just help us to know that at all times, Lord, that we can always come to you and rely on you and lean on you for help and for counsel and guidance in our lives, Lord, and that you want what's best for us, Lord. You have our best interest in mind, and we thank you for that today, Lord, and I pray all this in your name. Amen.
Amen and amen. He is our Savior. He is our friend. He is our shepherd. He is our helper counselor. What a mighty God we serve. What a loving Lord we have. The fifth name is Emmanuel. John 14 and verse 18. I will not leave you all alone. I will come back to you. Matthew 28 verse 29. And remember that I am always with you until the end of time. Emmanuel. Yes, God with us. Lord Jesus, today we're so glad that in the Old Testament we can see that God is for us. In the Incarnation we can see that God is with us. And at the resurrection and the ascension and Pentecost, we can see that God is within us. We love the name Emmanuel. We're glad that all the holiday songs, the holy day songs, have been written about Emmanuel, God with us. Lord, today we can't understand why you would want to be for us, you'd want to be with us, or you'd want to be within us. But we know it's what we need, and you are certainly a God who has taken responsibility of your creation, we being part of that creation. So today, Lord, perhaps there are people listening, and they're feeling alone. They're feeling forgotten. Maybe they don't have family or friends or neighbors or relatives who come to visit them or check on them. I pray that you would go to that place right now and that you would embrace them with the thought that you are Emmanuel, God with them. Don't leave them alone, Lord. Come to them and let them remember that you are with them always, not just now, not just today, but forever and a day. And I pray, God, that we will never forget that you are the very present God, very present help in time of trouble. You truly are our Emmanuel. Thank you, Jesus. Touch our hearts deeply with your undeniable presence. We pray this in the name of the one called Wonderful, Jesus Christ. The sixth name we're going to is Lord. Romans 10:13. So then, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Grayson, pray into that and put the Lord's name there for those who are reaching today, even through this broadcast, to be blessed by the name of the Lord.
Lord, we thank you that we can call you Lord. We thank you that you created us. The Bible says that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, and we thank you for creating us and loving us and caring about us and just guiding and protecting us from the harm and the evil that may come our way, Lord. And help us not to take that for granted. Help us also to respect you and to honor you as you deserve and to be reverent before you and to know how powerful you are. You love us and care for us, but you are also our Lord, and help us to honor and respect you and to live lives that please you and give you glory and are a witness to those around us of your power and your might, and help us to never forget that. And we thank you for that. And I ask all this and pray all this in your name, your holy name. Amen.
Yes, he is Savior. Truly, he is friend. He's promised to be shepherd, our helper, our counselor. He is Emmanuel, and he is Lord of our lives. The seventh idea that we have in mind when we think of the name of our Lord is Comforter. 2 Thessalonians 2 and verse 16 from the New Testament, God our Father loved us and by his kindness gave us everlasting encouragement and good hope, together with our Lord Jesus Christ. Boy, there's comfort in that verse for sure. I like to pray into that. Lord, today you did not leave us comfortless. You came to us as Comforter. As a matter of fact, that is one of the very special sacred names for your Holy Spirit, the Comforter. And the Holy Spirit is your Spirit, Lord. And we want you to know that we wouldn't want to live our life apart from the Holy Spirit. We certainly would not be able to find comfort in our souls apart from the comfort of the precious Holy Spirit of God. Now, Lord, we want to be moved out of our comfort zones so that we will be witnesses for you and we will serve others in your name. But when it comes to inner comfort, we never want to lose that embrace of your grace. And so, Lord, today, be our comforter. Come to us, console us. Help us with your compassion to know that your Spirit is surely with us. And because of that, we are people of great hope. We have hope because we have not been abandoned. You come and comfort us with the fact that you love us, you care for us, and that you will always be with us unless we choose to leave you. I pray, God, that you will put within our hearts a deep desire to grow in intimacy with you, not to walk away from you, not to return to darkness or sin, but to keep our eyes focused on the prize. Yes, to keep looking to the light so that we will have life. Comfort us, Lord, and bring us nearer to you. You promised that if we draw near to you, you would draw near to us. Please, Lord, help us to understand this. In Christ's name, amen. Now, there's another name, Sustainer. Sustainer. Now, listen to this verse, Grayson. You'll know how to pray. John 6 and verse 35, Jesus told them, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never become hungry, and whoever believes in me will never become thirsty. So Grayson, just like we need food and water to live, spiritually we need food and water. And Jesus said, I am the bread of life, and I am the water of life. So he does sustain our spiritual life. Would you like to pray into that, remembering those today who may feel like they're wasting away and they are not having a God who is sustaining them? Let's give them comfort that there is a God who keeps us alive spiritually.
Lord, we come before you today, and we first of all want to thank you that you're our sustainer. Help us to know that just as much, if not more, than we need bread and water, we need you and your presence in our lives to sustain us, to keep us going, and help us to rely on you and just you living in us, Lord. Just help us to know that we need that and to be a witness to those around us and to live every day and every moment and get through every situation, that if we rely on you, that you will sustain us and help us get through those difficult times and help us to know what to do in difficult situations that we may encounter, Lord, or what words we need to share with people who don't know you, Lord. Just help us to know that you are our spiritual sustenance, Lord. The Bible says if we hunger and thirst for righteousness, then we will be filled. And that's what it means, Lord, that you will fill us with your righteousness and your wisdom and your power. And you are everything that we need. If we just trust in you and rely on you to help us, then you will help us, Lord, and you will sustain us. And I thank you for that, Lord. Just help us to know that you're all we need. And if we have you, we have everything. And we thank you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen and amen. He is the one who sustains us. We would certainly perish, waste away, if it were not for the sustaining Spirit of our God. Thank you, thank you. What a wonderful God we serve. The next name we're going to go to is Healer. Malachi 4 and verse 2, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. Isaiah 61 and verse 1, the Spirit of the Almighty God is with me, because the Lord has anointed me to deliver good news to humble people. He has sent me to heal those who are brokenhearted, to announce that captives will be set free and prisoners will be released. What a beautiful passage, that he is the one who rises with healing in his wings. I'm going to pray into that. Lord, today we know that you are the God who heals us. There would be no healing for us. There would just be sickness and death. But you have come to us physically, mentally, emotionally, but especially spiritually. You have come to heal us of our sin, because the wages of sin, the payoff of sin, is death, forever death, separation from God, that is. But you are the healer. And we love those Old Testament scriptures that say, by your stripes we are healed. By your wounds we are made whole. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for coming and bleeding your innocent blood in order to purify our guilty blood. You are the healer. There is certainly healing in your wings. And I'm reminded, Lord, that when you walked this earth, you wore the prayer shawl, no doubt. You were a rabbi. And at the bottom of the fringe of that prayer shawl, those strings that are tied and knotted together are known as the wings of the garment. And then we read in Malachi 4 and verse 2, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in his wings. Yes, in the fringes of your garments, we find wholeness for our lives. Thank you for arising from the grave. You rose the victor from the dark domain. And you certainly have come to give us victory over death, sickness, and the grave. But mostly, Lord, you've come to save us from the sickness, yes, the disease of sin, to give us your holiness in place of our wickedness. Thank you so much, Father God, for sending your Son to be our healer. And please, Lord, let your Holy Spirit come to us even now. Perhaps there are those who are listening that feel like they do not have a healing for the disease of sin. I pray you would bring forgiveness and cleansing to every believer, the one who would confess their need for you, and let it be so even now as we pray in this prayer laboratory on Front Porch Talks broadcast. We believe that you care and you hear, that you love and you heal. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, so far, we've had 9 names for our Lord: Savior, Friend, Shepherd, Helper, Counselor, Emmanuel, Lord, Comforter, Sustainer, Healer. And finally, number 10, King. Revelation 17:14, they will go to war against the Lamb. The Lamb will conquer them because he is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. Grayson, why don't you pray into this idea of Jesus being the leader of your life, the King, the Lord, the one who goes before you.
Lord, we thank you that we don't need an earthly king because we have a heavenly king, Lord, and help us to know that we can rely on you, and that you have our best interest in mind, and that you care about us. We can worship you, and we can adore you, and we can praise you, Lord. Help us to always be thankful for the things that you do for us and how you look out for us and how all the other names that you mentioned, that you're all of those things and more, Lord, and just help us not to take that for granted. Help us to know that you're not like an earthly king, but you're a heavenly king. You're a loving king. And the Bible says that you would not want anyone to perish, but everyone to come to everlasting life. And we thank you for that, Lord. And we just pray that we would be your witnesses in our communities and in our state and in our country and to the ends of the earth, that we would witness wherever we're at, that we would be a witness to all those around us, Lord, of your greatness and your goodness and your love and your compassion for us, Lord, that we can honor you and trust you and lean on you, Lord, because you're trustworthy. And thank you that you're our King, Lord. And thank you for sending your Son, Jesus, to die on the cross for our sins, to free us from our sins, to free us from our bondage, to give us a chance of eternal life in your heavenly kingdom with you and your Father and with the Holy Spirit one day. And we ask all this in your name. Amen.
Savior, friend, shepherd, helper, counselor, Emmanuel, Lord, comforter, sustainer, healer, King. Jesus, yes, he is all of this to us, and he wants to be all of this to you. We have a song by our friend Jim Cole. It's titled, What's in a Name? I pray it will touch your heart as it does mine, and I pray at the conclusion of this song, today's broadcast of Front Porch Talks has been a half hour of hope for your life. God bless.
Some folks breathe it in silence, some folks take it in vain. Most folks are indifferent. Tell me, what is in a name? Still the questions pass down through the ages, to each generation remains. Is this one called God's own Son? And what is in a name? What's in a name?
There is mercy, sweet
mercy. What's in a name?
There is peace, sweet peace.
You can ask any captive now, unfettered and free. What is in a name? Some folks say he's a prophet, some folks claim he's a king, some folks claim in his name our hearts are made complete, that there is a way to the Father, yes, a lamb for whom sinners were slain, or ransom for the wayward one who called upon his name. What's in a name?
There is mercy.
What's in a name?
There is peace.
You can ask any captive now, unfettered and free. What's in a name?
There is mercy.
What's in a name? Ask any captive now, unfettered and free. What is in a name? You can ask any captive now, unfettered and free. What is in a name?
Today's broadcast of Front Porch Talks is sponsored by Sunshine Ministries.